Good evening, dear friends, and welcome to our Tuesday evening sharing and a thought for the new day. And it is good to have your company at this late hour. First, I would like us to light a candle for peace. For peace within the heart and mind of every child of God, regardless of their belief or their political persuasion. And I'm going to read a simple prayer. Almighty God, Creator, the morning is yours. Rising into fullness, the summer is yours. Dipping into autumn, eternity is yours. Dipping into time. The vibrant grasses, the scent of flowers, the lichen on the rocks and the tang of seaweed, all are yours. Gladly we live in this garden of your creating. Let us just reflect on those beautiful words in that prayer, for all is a gift to us. The whole of creation and the animal kingdom is a gift from a loving God to the children of God. And we ask ourselves a poignant question. Am I using the gifts that God has given to me to nurture, to respect, this beautiful planet Earth? And I call planet Earth the Cathedral of God. For God isn't just in buildings made of stone, but in everything that lives, that moves, and has its existence from God. So let us just reflect and be still. And in the stillness of this hour, let us be mindful of our in-breaths and our out-breaths. And as we come before our loving Father, Mother, God, we take heart. We take heart for the blessings that we have received this day. Blessings of abundance, fresh air, running water, food in our belly, family and friends. We have the hundredfold, and yet many are disgruntled. Many harbor regrets, fears and anxieties. And many are still searching for the greener fields over the hills, unhappy with their lot. How sad. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is mystery. Today, we have the miracle. So let us embrace the miracle of now. For God is present in the now. To switch off the voices in our mind and let us reawaken to that inner voice of spirit within our heart, the gateway to our soul, the gateway to God. And recently I received my UCB word for today. And the reflection for the 5th of August reads, prepare for challenges. A sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them all. the path to your God-given destiny will have different challenges, so you must expect them. Indeed, you must prepare yourself to face them. Solomon wrote, "A sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them." Wouldn't you rather look ahead and prepare instead of looking back with regret? Why does the Bible record the failures of great men like Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and even Peter? To give you hope. Yes, to give you and me hope. To let you know that nobody performs flawlessly. To help you believe, if they can do it, by God's grace, you can too. The road to success, as you well know, has many problems. It has many potholes. What do they mean by potholes? You'll fall into some, and they're messy. Not only will you have to climb back out, you'll have to dust yourself out of it. Refocus, recommit, and keep going. Since failure is inevitable, why not make it your friend by examining each experience and growing stronger through it? Once you learn to do that, you won't keep repeating the same mistakes, and you'll become more emotionally and spiritually stable. Timelines change. Resources, they dry up. Assumptions prove false. Plans and people fail. As comedian Bill Crosby quipped, "Nothing fits in a pigeonhole but a pigeon." As you walk the pathway to your God-given dream, remember the old Italian proverb. Between saying and doing, many a pair of shoes is worn out. No problem. You can get another pair of shoes. Just make sure you don't wear out and give up. Here's God's promise to you. Keep traveling steadily along his pathway, and in due season, he will honor you with every blessing. And that's Psalm 37, verse 34. And isn't it true, my dear friends, to give in when the going gets tough? But we used to have a saying in the novitiate when I was a young nursing monk in training back in Ireland. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Are you in a place right now where you feel stretched to your limits? Are you in a place where you're feeling unhappy, maybe disillusioned? Are you feeling a sense of helplessness and hopelessness? Because if you are, welcome to the club, because we're human. We're human. We're prone to mistakes, but our role model is Jesus the Christ, because he fell on his way to his crucifixion but he got up again. And that's the lesson, is to get up and try again. But sadly, in the getting up, we need help. Jesus needs help. Simon of Cyrene came to his rescue. Yes. And very often you and I are being asked to be a Simon of Cyrene to brothers and sisters in need, to speak out for the voiceless, those living on the periphery of society who've lost everything, to speak out at the atrocities being committed by man against the children of God. It takes a person of great courage to speak out in truth. It really does take courage, because one makes enemies very quickly. But if we are God-fearing and respect the gift of spirit within us, and the voice of God speaking to us says, arise, speak my truth, you have a choice to either ignore that voice or listen to that voice. And so many times, where there have been atrocities in the world, in prayer, I've been guided by God to write to the various embassies in this country, for example, Zimbabwe, to write to the ambassador in London and complain most vehemently against the atrocities being committed by the government against the children of God, where the poor become poorer and where the rich live off the poor. One has a duty of care. For as Jesus said, when a brother or sister is hurting whom you don't know, the whole family of God suffers. So let us now at this time just be still and just come as we are into the presence of a loving, selfless, reverent God. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of where you are. Be mindful of your sacred feet. You may choose to remove your shoes or sandals, or maybe your slippers, and let your bare feet touch the sacred earth. And allow Mother Earth bathe your feet with the blessings of the nature wave. So let us now take a nice deep non-labored in-breath, and let us breathe in the love of our Creator God Goddess. And let us hold that in-breath, and now let us release any tension or fear and share it with God. And just continue to breathe normally to the rhythm of your breathing. And using the gift of free will, we call on the messengers of God, our guardian angel, given to us at the moment of our birth. Let us sense the presence of our companion angel, for they bring us many blessings, but so many times we fail to receive them because our mind is preoccupied on minutiae where we're not really in our heart. So let us come to our heart, and in the stillness of this hour, let us become aware of the presence of God. Be aware of the stillness. Be aware of the gentle breeze blowing over you, for it is the Spirit of God. Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with life anew, that we might love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, O breath of God. Say that prayer to yourself. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. And just relax now. As we sit comfortably in our own sacred space, we use the gift of free will to call on the cosmic Christ to come to us and to invite the Christ into our heart. For he is waiting in the wings to bring us healing, to heal our memories of the past, and to plant seeds of hope in our heart. And he says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart." And as the Christ comes towards you, he comes in gentleness, he comes in love, and he reaches out his hands and invites you to touch his hand. And the moment you reach out and touch the hand of the Christ, something happens. A wave of love flows through his touch into your very being, empowering your mind. Release and let go of painful memories. It reinvigorates your heart to be willing to surrender all fear, sadness, painful memories, and even enemies who have crushed you, and to bless them. And the Christ comes closer to you, and he places his hands at the top of your head, and you feel a ray of light flow down through your head, down your spine, radiating right across your rib cage, relaxing every muscle, every sinew, every tissue. And you allow yourself to fall into the arms of God. And at first you might struggle, but suddenly the love that you feel is all-encompassing. It's invigorating. And for the first time in your life, it's allowing you love yourself. Because in loving yourself, you are loving the divine who's already within you. The divine spirit, who may have been dormant for many years, is now awakened. Responding to the rays of love flowing through you from the Christ. And you hear a voice, a gentle voice, say, "I have called you by your name. Come to me. Come into my presence and receive my love." Allow your heart become open so that you can receive selfless love. Relax now and just receive the beauty and the simplicity of this love. Just relax now and allow the reawakening of the Spirit of God within you to refresh you in your mind, your body, and your spirit. And all around you there is a company of angels. Mother Mary is here, as is Kuan Yin, Magdalena, Gaia, Isis. They have come to share their love with you and to assure you, you are not alone, that you are in the presence of God and that you are loved. Loved from the moment you were conceived to the moment you were born, right up to this present day. And all they ask of you is to surrender your heart, to surrender your helplessness, your vulnerability, and your availability to your God. And trust that inner voice of gentleness that guides you in love. Breathe in the breath of God and allow that breath become married to your own in-breath and out-breath. And sense the peace of a loving God, a God of many names, the Father, Mother, God of the whole family of God. And we are all members of the mystical body of the cosmic Christ. So receive his love. Embrace his love and let that love nurture seeds of hope, of joy and peace. Be at peace now. Be at peace. And remember, you are a child of God.